Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Did you know that giraffes only need 40 minutes of sleep a night? But humans need anywhere from 7 to 12 hours. If that feels like a tall order, it doesn't have to be. Start with sleeping 1 hour more one night a week and avoid screen time 1 hour before bedtime. Soon, you'll be waking up to a better lifestyle. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got their annual Bell Ringer sale coming up the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 142,000 head of cattle can sign. It's happening live at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City in conjunction with the Cattlemen's Congress. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more details or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
Well, USDA has released its January crop production, world agriculture supply and demand estimates, or the WASDE. Allendale's Rich Nelson gives us an update.
Certainly, we're quite a bit surprised by some of the numbers, especially on the corn portion of the balance sheet. As far as issues going on with that discussion point, USDA did revise last year's completed marketing year. So they started this year off by saying we have a smaller grouping of beginning stocks. On top of that, they had a huge 325 million bushel revision lower for the completed 2020 fall harvest. So what we just harvested was just revised by a record amount for this specific report. Definitely some big surprises. Now, along with a 400 million bushel smaller supply number for this specific report, USDA started cutting at some demand numbers. We can agree with a cut for corn for ethanol, but we highly disagree with their findings of lower corn exports and also their projections of lower corn for feed residual. Keep in mind those December 1 grain stock numbers implied a record first quarter feed use. So a lot of confusing numbers on corn. Essentially, USDA tried to make this as least bullish as they could, dropping stocks to 1.55 billion bushels. Soybean numbers seem very much within range of reason. Dropping from ending stocks from 175 million bushels down to 140. USDA did not touch anything regarding production or beginning stocks for us on wheat. What they did say was they felt that maybe some feed use maybe need to be increased, despite the fact that wheat's still holding a bit of a premium in the plains over corn. So as it stands right now, their numbers were considered positive, dropping stocks 862 to now 836. So message for us is this: corn and, or say soybean and wheat numbers were supportive. Corn, USDA did everything they could to make this a not bullish looking balance sheet, but traders certainly feel there's a lot left on this balance sheet for corn still here.
Well, speaking of corn, like, what do you think is behind this big rally?
You know, main issue for us is in fact a lot of things. Number one, USDA, of course, realized a lot of their old crop projections, you know, what started this rally back in summer. A lot of their old crop projections were maybe a bit too low as far as demand. They also found maybe some small questions regarding this year's supply. We also had the Chinese buying issue, which really started getting going in this first quarter discussion point. And wrapping it up, we're now still in the process of figuring out the Argentine problems. So a four-step process to make this market still a very well-supplied and very strong bull market here.
To hear more WASDE numbers from Rich Nelson, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got their annual Bell Ringer sale coming up the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January. It'll be seen on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Over 142,000 head of cattle can sign. It's happening live at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian in Oklahoma City in conjunction with the Cattlemen's Congress. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more details or call Superior 1-800-422-2117.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.